All right, we put it to a mix, the president and the White House correspondents' dinner.
Look, I get it. These days I look in the mirror and I have to admit, I'm not the strapping young Muslim socialist that I used to be. Time passes, get a little gray, and yet, even after all this time, I still make rookie mistakes. Like, I'm out in California, we're at a fundraiser, we're having a nice time. I happen to mention that Kamala Harris is the best-looking attorney general in the country. As you might imagine, I got trouble when I got back home. Who knew Eric Holder was so sensitive? Recently, I had dinner. It's been well publicized. I had dinner with a number of the Republican senators. And I'll admit, it wasn't easy. I proposed a toast. It died in committee. Of course, even after I've done all this, some folks still don't think I spend enough time with Congress. Why don't you get a drink with Mitch McConnell, they ask. Really? Why don't you get a drink with Mitch McConnell? I'm sorry. I get frustrated sometimes. I am not giving up. In fact, I'm taking my charm offensive on the road. A Texas barbecue with Ted Cruz. Kentucky bluegrass concert with Rand Paul. And a book burning with Michelle Bachmann. My charm offensive has helped me learn some interesting things about what's going on in Congress. It turns out, absolutely nothing. But the point of my charm offensive is simple. We need to make progress on some important issues. Take the sequester. Republicans fell in love with this thing, and now they can't stop talking about how much they hate it. It's like we're trapped in a Taylor Swift album. And then there's the Easter egg roll, which is supposed to be just a nice, fun event with the kids. I go out on the basketball court, took 22 shots, made two of them. That's right, two hits, 20 misses. The executives at NBC asked, what's your secret? So, yes, maybe I have lost a step. But some things are beyond my control. For example, this whole controversy about Jay-Z going to Cuba. It's unbelievable. I've got 99 problems, and now Jay-Z's one.